but they can't see stuff right up here. They got to put it, then they can see it. Sometimes your blessings is right there, and you can't see it. You can't make it out. What is that? It's right there about to bite you. But the reason you can't make it out is because the way you think is because of your belief system that's been sprinkled and mixed with legalistic stuff that always cancels out and malfunctions your faith. Because on good days when you perform well, you feel like God is for you. And he is. But on days that you mess up, or days you don't feel so good about how you've performed, or you may have gotten a little angry, even though God's not happy with that, that doesn't mean that God kicks you to the curb. You vacillate up and down based upon your performance. Well, I want to break that yoke this morning. We want to get beyond that, because it's not about your performance. Because the work has been finished. And it's a matter of where you place your affection. Are you looking at how you do and basing everything upon how you do? Then you, at best, you are limited with what you can do. And that still is not what God can do. It's what you can do. And it's very limited, nominal, itty bitty, teeny weeny, small, drop in the bucket. Versus what God wants to do. Amen. I told you the other night, God is up to something. Amen. And he's up to something great. And I'm talking about for you. Look at the person beside you. Tell us, it's for you. God is up to something great for you. And it's not that we have to get God's hand to move. We have to get our heart to believe. Amen. To receive. When we allow religion to make us think we have to qualify for the promises of God, the blessings of God, the inheritance that God has given to us. When we do that, we are rejecting the finished work of Jesus. I encourage people to labor, to in a church like even this size, carpets need to be vacuumed, windows need to be washed, floors need to be mopped, and we need labor. It's not going to be done by itself. Angels ain't going to come in and do that. That's stuff we got to do, right? Dustin, we can't call on angels to do that, so we got to do that. That type of work we need to do. But as far as you're qualifying through your works don't qualify you. There's nothing you can do to earn this type of grace except believe. But now, I want to build on something, because we are rejecting what Jesus did when we believe that we have to work to qualify. Good example are the two thieves on the cross. The one thief got angry and bitter, but the other thief, who had no history, didn't belong to church, he never said, well, I went to First Baptist, or I was at Resurrection for a year, or wherever. He didn't have any history of anything, except that he put his faith in him. He never darkened a church door. He was a thief. Life of crime. But on the cross, though he had no works, the Lord said, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Some of us have to learn how to stop kicking ourselves. Tell the person beside you, stop kicking yourself. When God says something is over, it's over. But what the trouble lies in lingering thoughts and imaginations. And we drag it out over 2-3 weeks and we cry, oh, Lord, forgive. He said, I forgave you 2 weeks ago. Get your behind up from there and get busy. We got work to do. And you drag it and, I wish I had it. God is saying, please. I like to say God's got a short-term memory when it comes to stuff concerning his children. Just like a little, how little children are. They can be screaming and scratching and fighting and crying over a lollipop like it's the end of the world. And then 5 minutes later, they be sitting in the sand again with one another. No malice, no resentment, no guile. They ain't trying to fight each other. They playing again. Amen. God says, except we become his little children. Yeah. Tell the person next to you, you got to get over some stuff. And it's not out in the environment, it's in your mind. That's where the battle lies. That's where the battle is waged. Every battle in the new covenant, read it yourself. I challenge you to take time to study it. Any warfare in the new covenant had to do with the mind. The battlefield is the soul. That means something out there has already taken place. Jesus already defeated the enemy. I believe, as I said earlier, he already defeated Satan. He made an open show of them, which you'll see in these scriptures. He made an open show of them. He defeated all principalities, all powers, all dominions, all thrones, all the work of the enemy, every work of the enemy, even death itself. Jesus defeated it. Amen. When he died and rose from the dead. Amen. And before he died, as he was dying, he said, "It is finished." One of the things that he uttered on the cross was, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" And the reason the Father turned his face. See, when the Father turned his face away from Jesus, it got dark. It says darkness was upon the face of the earth. All of creation started reacting. The earth started to tremble. Think about it a moment. God turned his face away. Everything started to react. But Jesus had become sin. And for that moment, the Father, who is too pure to look upon sin, turned away because he had become the sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the final sacrifice. There's no more sacrifice of sin now. We don't have to offer bullocks, rams, sheep, turtle doves. We don't know. Tell somebody, that's over. Stop acting like you live under the law. You don't. Religion says the covenant is an agreement between God and individual men. Now, let me expound on that. The covenant that God has is not with individuals. You got a covenant. I got a covenant. You know, and some people think, well, because you have a stronger covenant relationship with God, that's why God blesses you more. Or that's why this or that happens. No, not so. God does not have covenant with individuals. Amen. I say God doesn't have covenant with you as an individual. In other words, his promises aren't unto you as an individual. Amen. They're not unto me as an individual. All right? God has covenant, but not with individuals. Say that with me. God has covenant, but not with individual men. When we believe that, it entangles us and mixes us up with the old covenant. But the old covenant, now again, I want to really shift you to start placing your affection and your faith and your thought life in the new covenant. Because the old covenant will neutralize grace. Amen. Notice back in the old covenant, they was cutting people's heads off. They would kill. They go there and kill everybody. God said, "Don't spare anything. Amen. Kill all the oxen. Kill all the sheep. Kill all the livestock. Kill everything. Wipe everything out." That was the old covenant. He ain't telling you to do that today. Amen. Now you got folk around the world today that's doing that same thing. But that was even old covenant. That was an old covenant that could not satisfy. It was a school teacher, a schoolmaster to just bring us to a place to where we could receive the covenant that God has established for us. That covenant couldn't justify you. They had to offer sacrifices every year, every month. They were offering. It never could satisfy. Do we understand that? Old Testament belief system neutralizes grace, and it puts people back into their own strength, trying to work it out. You know, being faithful in your tithes because you don't want to be cursed. Working in the church out of necessity, out of obligation. You don't want God mad at you. You know, that motivation, that type of thinking, it neutralizes God's grace. And people get stuck there because they base relationship with God on their performance. How well I do is how much God is going to favor me. You got it in reverse. When your thinking starts to be right, you start to shine because you are releasing that grace that God has already favored you with and not trying to obtain something that you already have. That's a scary thought to some because you feel naked like Adam and Eve, but it's because your awareness is on yourself and not upon him. See, little children, their angels always behold God, the angel of God. They have no shame. They're aware of God. And so they are liberated. They are free. They are innocent. But as they grow in this world conditions their minds to start covering up. Now, I'm not saying don't go without clothes, but you understand what I'm saying. Their awareness, their focus gets on other things that make them more and more self-aware, self-conscious. It neutralizes grace. Remember, grace is God's ability. It puts man back into his own strength. Remember what man's strength is? It's the flesh. And it's a futile attempt to earn the promises of God through works. And we call it church. Do you know church is not in these four walls or in anybody's four walls? Church is here. Tell somebody, I am the church.
I am the church.
As a matter of fact, church is not a church term. Church was a political term. Read it. Some of y'all need to study. The word church was not a church like a church term. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He was borrowing that from another term. It was a political term. Church was already being used. But Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. My ecclesia. My called out ones. Are you hearing? So a lot of religious stuff we need to get out of our mind where, you know, we separate a bunch of stuff from a bunch of stuff. God is the creator of everything. There ought not be anywhere that you are afraid to walk. You know, I want them touching me. I don't want a child. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? It's not about even geographical location. You are the church. The kingdom of God is inside of you. It's not inside four walls.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.